Live.
We go. Hey, you, and welcome back to another segment here on Gems Podcast. I'm so glad that you decided to partake in the conversation with us. Today, my special guest is Braith Bomkin, all the way from Australia. But before I get started in this conversation with him, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Braith so you can feel included. Braith Bomkin is an executive director of BNI Melbourne Central. Combines his diverse background in telecommunications and betting retail with a passion for helping small businesses thrive. Since joining BNI as a member in 2009, he has grown the region to the largest in Australia, later acquiring the local franchise. An engaging public speaker, Braith creates and delivers online courses focused on targeting market strategies for businesses to connect with their dream customers. Known for his innovative approach to incorporating referrals into businesses operations, he frequently shares this knowledge through his courses and public speaking. A man of varied talents, Braith is also a certified breath coach and laughter yoga instructor, bringing a unique element of fun and wellness into his professional life. So without further ado, the man behind it all, welcome Braith Bomkin.
What a look, the way you read that was just beautiful. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. So now I want the audience to be able to know a little bit more about you in a fun and personal manner. Are you ready for what's next?
I am.
We could do either a rapid fire 10 question game, emphasis on rapid, or an icebreaker. What are you in the mood for?
Let's go for rapid fire.
Okay, you heard him right. We're playing rapid fire with Genesis and Ray. Do 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 do. Question number one. What's one thing you love about Australia?
I love kangaroos. I just love them. I have them in my backyard at the moment and they're just gorgeous. I love them.
Question two, favorite color?
Blue.
Question three, what's your happy place?
My happy place is the beach down the end of my street here in Palm Cove.
Question four, what's one word to describe you?
Fun.
Question five. If you could go anywhere in the world, money was no option. Here's a kicker. You just found out the pilots have went on strike and you can't fly back to your home base for maybe a month. Where are you headed?
I am headed to Zanzibar.
Okay. And for those of you, we're going to go on a geography lesson here. Where is Zanzibar?
Zanzibar is off the coast of Tanzania.
Ooh.
East coast of Africa.
Love it. Question six. What's your favorite scent that just lights you up and puts you in a mood?
My favorite what, sorry?
Scent.
Scent. Wow. Lavender.
Ooh, and lavender is calming, y'all. Question seven. What is your favorite food to eat or cook?
Oh, lasagna, lasagna, lasagna.
Question eight, if you had the opportunity to trade places with anyone for 24 to 72 hours, would you trade places or remain yourself?
I'd just be me.
Love it. Question nine, if you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
I would love to fly because I love birds and I would just love to be able to fly over everything and look at the world from a different angle. I would love it.
Love it. And question 10, it is our pass or play question. And here are the rules. If you pass, you throw the football back to me and you ask me a question. If you choose to play, I ask one last question to wrap up rapid fire. So do you want to pass or play?
Play.
Okay, last question here. You get three random acts of kindness to do per day. What are your three for today?
I'm going to buy a coffee for the next person who comes to my favorite cafe. I am going to, well, it's the end of tax time here in Australia, so I'm making some donations at the moment. So I'll make a donation today. And when I go up to the supermarket this afternoon to buy some food for myself for dinner, I'll find somebody that needs something in the supermarket, and I'll help them with whatever they need in the supermarket. There's always people trying to reach stuff on the top shelf, and I'm tall, so I can help them.
I love it. So you have some time to still get those random acts of kindness done today. So you could buy someone a coffee at the cafe. You could help that person in the grocery store get something off the top shelf. Thank God, thank universe for your height, for having that tallness and those long arms to help. So you have now played Rabbit Fire with Genesis. Now let's dive into the work that you are doing now, Brave. And audience, I hope you learned a little bit more about who Brave is, and don't be afraid to ask more questions when you connect with him offline. So, target market, let's start there. And we need to start with helping them understand what exactly is target market, because you can't do something if you don't fully understand what it is and you don't have the foundation, right?
100%. Well, unless you have like unlimited, we're talking about Coca-Cola or Apple budgets, you can't market to everyone out there, right? So you've got to work out who is your product or service serving. And when you're aware of who that person is, then you can really target your efforts into connecting with that person. So even Apple, who has pretty much unlimited money, they're pretty clear about who they want to hang with, and they target their advertising and marketing to a very clear niche. They're the people who think they're cool. I have an Apple, I think I'm cool, but the people who think they're cool and disruptors and that, I'd like to think I am. But every business has a really clear idea of who they are serving. And I hear all the time when I ask people who are new in BNI, or who do you want as an ideal referral? And they go, anyone who needs a dot, dot, dot. And instantly I think to myself, well, you've just made yourself hard to connect, because unless you know your target market, we can't help you, and your marketing won't work either. Unless you've got lots of money, and none of us do.
I love that you said that, because if they say anyone dot dot dot, that's you're casting your net too big and you don't really know who your ideal avatar is. Because one person told me this and it stuck with me. If you speak to everybody, you speak to no one, because how are you solving that particular individual's problems? You are supposed to be the solution and the conduit to solve their problems. And if you want to dial back further here, let's take this example here. People are always calling you on the phone. What are they calling you about? So if they're calling you for certain things and multiple people are calling you about that same exact thing, then you are a SME, subject matter expert in that area. So that is where you need to focus on your target market and capitalize on that, because that is how you are solving problems for individuals. Would you agree with that, Bray?
Oh, 100%. Like, you nailed it. You know what happens in the human brain when we say everyone, anyone, or everyone? It's so broad. As you said, you're casting your net too wide. The brain can't work out what that means. So it just goes, oh, too hard. But if you said a very specific person or business, we can understand that. So our brain can like, oh yeah, I get that. That makes sense to me. Oh yes, you're speaking to me, or you're speaking to this person. So we can sort of align our thinking to that, but just the net too wide, it's too hard. We've got a lot of stuff going on in our heads. We need to have it narrowed down.
Okay, so let's unpack this a little further and give them a tangible example, as in case that one didn't resonate with them. So if you ask, I want to do some role play here, because sometimes explaining things in different manners helps it stick with them, so they could take what they have learned and apply it in order to drive where they want to go in their business. So you ready? Roll.
I'm ready.
Okay, give it a go. We're going to switch roles here. You ask me a question, and I will answer according to the work that you do.
So maybe I've missed the instruction. What exactly am I doing?
Okay. So the purpose of this is for them to get to see a real life example of how you help your end customer figure out their target audience.
Okay. You mean with me and my business?
Yes.
Okay. So let's use me as a public speaker. I do a lot of public speaking, right? But I speak to a very particular type of audience. So I speak to business owners, usually in their third or fourth year of business, who are looking to grow their business. But I really speak to women in their 40s and 50s. So yeah, is this going to help? Is this where you want to go?
Okay. Yeah, I got it. Okay. So your avatar is women. Their age range is 40 to 50. They mm-hmm. have to be in business for 3 to 4 years. So mm-hmm. they have, you know, hit some hurdles already and overcome those hurdles. But now they're trying to grow their business exponentially mm-hmm. and get out of the rat race in order for it to be sustainable. Would you say that is your ideal market?
Absolutely. You're good at this.
Okay. So audience, Braith just told you specifically and intentionally who he serves. So when you think about who do you serve, you need to be very intentional and laser clear focus on who you serve. So whenever someone comes up to you, they ask you, what do you do and how do you do it? And you could say, like, I'll say me. I'm a podcast founder and host. My avatars is someone who's looking to get content that's educational, inspirational, and motivational in a short amount of time because my show is 30 minutes or less. So the amount of time it will take you to make a Rachel Ray style meal.
I love it. That is so perfect. You're good at this. You know your audience. Obviously, you've done some work around this. So, I mean, I love it. You're really nailing that. And I kind of knew that because I did a bit of research on you. But, you know, everything I thought that you did, you do because you're very clear about it. And all your stuff that you communicate really indicates who you're talking to and what you're doing. Because, you know, every business, including your podcast, exists to solve someone's problems, right? That's what we're here to do.
Exactly. And then let's talk about those who are multifaceted, because there are many people who do play in different areas. And that's not mm-hmm. to say you can't just be great in one area and not in another, because mm-hmm. not only am I a podcast founder and host, I'm also an author. I have books, but I'm going to talk to that audience different than I talk to one audience. And then outside of what I do in my creative element, I'm also in corporate America. So I'm a dual person. I'm an entrepreneur, but then I also work in corporate America and funneling it too. So knowing where my lanes are and making sure I clearly identify that is okay. So I tell people, yes, you could be multifaceted and multidimensional, but understand what sandbox you're playing with in the respective time. So do you work with any clients, right, that are multidimensional and multifaceted in your purview?
Absolutely. So what you're talking about is segmentation. So if you look at many businesses, particularly large businesses, they've got different segments that their business targets. So if, for example, if you're a mortgage broker, you have a do you call them mortgage brokers in America, like home finance?
Yes, we do.
Right. Yeah. So if you have a large firm like that, they might have a division that is specifically going to first home buyers, and another division that might be going to investors, and another division that might be working primarily with high net worth individuals. So you have three very distinct segments in your business, but you're not going to communicate to the first home buyers the same way you're going to communicate to the investors who aren't going to be communicated to the same way than people who are wanting to buy 50 million or 40 million, multi-million dollar homes. So there are, essentially the product is essentially the same. Lending money to buy a house, they probably got different numbers of zeros on them, but essentially it's the same thing. But they've segmented into different facets so that they speak to those parts of the market very differently.
Exactly. So if you are listening to this, you will understand that the way that you're going to target and market certain audience is based on what they need. What are their end results, and how do you work backwards to deliver on time and give them exactly what they need without them wanting to go find another resource because you didn't deliver. So you have to get so clear and asking them the question, what problem do you have? How quick do you want to solve it? How much time do you want to invest? Where do you see yourself? And ask those realistic questions. And sometimes those questions may be hard, but you can't sit at a surface level. You really need to go deep diving in order to really connect and create the synergies there. And that's going to segue in the other part that you speak on, Bray, is connecting with your dream client. But I want to talk about how do they connect with their dream client, but how do they continue to nurture the relationship? Because out of nurturing that, right, comes what? Referrals.
100%. Yeah. So look, I'm going to do a little bit of a segue, if you don't mind. I'll just take a little detour first.
Yeah,
the hottest do that. The hottest trend in marketing right now, the hottest trend is personalization. That is like just hot, hot, hot. So marketers are looking at ways of really tailoring their marketing communications to meet the customer where they're at. So for example, there's a lot of stuff happening now in the digital space where brands are talking directly to their customers through social media, through texting. Email is still used, but they're very tailored and very clear about making that message specific for that person, because the technology is there today. You can actually make stuff individually for every single customer. They'll be segmented into groups. So like, you know, I'm a different, in probably in a different, you've got a young family, a beautiful young child and a partner. And so you're in a different segment to me, because I'm coming, you know, to the other end of my working life. So, you know, we're in a different segments, but you know, they can, the businesses who are wanting to engage with us, speak to us in very different ways because we have different needs. Like we've got different stuff going on in our lives. So you can tailor that communication really easily. You can find different channels to market in really easily. And so it's becoming a lot easier for brands to really hone down on their communication. And a lot of stuff's happening in short form video now. So people are creating video and sending out video to their potential customers or to their existing customers. And you talked about nurturing. When you personalize your marketing and you're continuing with that personalization to that customer, and the customer feels they get your vision and they like your values and they feel that they're on the same journey with you, and you personalize that marketing message, you have nailed that customer for a really, really long time, and you've really got to mess up to break that relationship. So, you know, brands are really working out that they can make it a human connection very easily now. I was just telling one of my team members the other day, we were talking about you know, how to communicate to people. And I said, look, I don't read emails. If you send me an email, the odds of me reading, they're very slim. But if you send me an SMS, because I'm of that, you know, I'm an SMS person, it's going to happen. I'm going to read it. I'm going to respond to it. But I also know that I have people in my business who they're going to relate to stuff happening on social media. So if you DM them in social media, they'll respond to that. So you've got to come to where your customer is at. But I will tell you, in business, there is nothing better than relationships. It all comes down to relationships.
I absolutely love that. And I think it goes into what's behind you, that 80-20 tech rule. Would you say that feeds into what you... I saw it. I paid attention.
That wasn't there for you. That was well, you know what that's about? It's about, I buy too much technology because I love technology and I'm always looking at for ways to connect with my customers better, but I've got to work out the 20% that's going to give me the 80% return, because otherwise I'm just buying everything and I end up spending so much money on tech and so much time trying to work it out that I don't actually implement. But yeah, you've got to work out what it is that's going to connect with your people, because you know, 20% of your efforts, we're going to get 80% of your revenue, right?
Mm-hmm. And I also say, like, whenever you're doing business, people do business with who they know, like, and trust. based on that credibility. So if you build a genuine rapport with that individual, then you're allowing yourself to connect with that client deeper. And with a deeper connection with the client, you understand what their needs are. So you're getting more inundated in their market ecosystem. And when you're in their market ecosystem, referrals will come out of that. You don't have to ask for referrals. They'll just throw your name out there and people will start calling you because of how you made that individual feel, how you helped that business grow, and et cetera. And then it would spread like wildfire. And at least that's how I hope to do it. And people should say, we're in business together. We're not in business to be sneaky and slimy and be competitive, but we're in it to collaborate with one another and see how we could grow further and faster together by putting our geniuses together.
Oh, just absolutely. Everything you just said is, you know, referrals 101. You clearly get relationships. And, you know, you are very good at creating a rapport because I've listened to your podcast just before we got onto this. I was saying, I love your energy and you build rapport with your podcast and everything that you do. I've seen, you know, I've looked at what you do. It's everything's congruent and people will trust you because you are who you are, you say who you are, and you deliver on that consistently. So that's why you will build strength in relationships and people will want to refer you because you're very likable.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. Thank you. I really appreciate that. And y'all, if you saw me say, it's because I had a podcast moment where I was trying to come off a beat. So blooper there.
And I technology, really, right?
Yes, it's technology. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't always work. And, you know, sometimes it's user error and sometimes it's really tech error. But you just roll with the flow and you realize that there's no perfect rhyme or reason. And it happens. And, you know, when it does happen, you acknowledge it and you move on. So I just wanted to throw that short little commercial break in there. And another thing that I love about what you're doing, Braith, is that you are building, because it's not just for today. It's not just for tomorrow, but it's for future generations to come. Mm. When you lay that sturdy foundation, mm-hmm. it's about legacy. It's about planting the seeds now in order for us to reap a harvest later on in life. But sometimes people just think they could do something one time and leave it alone. But it takes time to cultivate things in order for you to build that credibility, for your name to get out there, for you to be branded by association. And all of that stuff is target marketing, because sometimes you see businesses that pop up one moment and they're gone the next, because did you go with the times? Have you adjusted with how the world is going? Have you adjusted with different cultures and et cetera? I'm first generation American. My mom is West Indian and my father was from Curacao. So I have to adjust with, you know, the cultures, and my husband is truly African American. He's Black American, which is different. But we have to cross-pollinate and understand people, especially with a diverse family of my in-laws and people who are with us. And when they're doing business, it also helps us do business because of how do you address people? Are you addressing them how you think they want to be addressed, or are you addressing them how they want to be addressed? And that's also a deal breaker for me in business if you don't understand that.
Wow. That's so beautifully said. What a beautiful way of putting that. And you've just nailed it.
So would you say that has helped you in target marketing too, Braith, is understanding cultural aspects as well as diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging?
I have to be. Like in B&I, I really tell chapters that you need to have diversity, because if you have a diverse chapter, or if you have a business that has diversity, you can tap into all different markets. And when everything's the same, it's boring. It's very boring when everything's the same. But when you have different people that you can engage with, that you've built relationships with, you can tap into different markets. And if they trust you to open up their network to you, you've done a really good job. So you want diversity. You want diversity of gender, ethnicity, of age, everything. The more you've got in any group of people, the better it is, and the richer we are as human beings.
Yes, I love it. And y'all do it genuinely. Don't just do it to check the box and move on, because people could sense that too. You really need to be genuine and intentional when it comes to diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging in your business, because people could sense a fake from a mile away.
That is so true. And look, if that's not where your head's at, I would encourage people to go out and talk to people that are different to them and learn, and then really understand the value that that diversity can bring to your business, your life. Everything about your business will be better when you understand how you can bring diverse people in around in your network. And I love that we're having this conversation. It's one of my things. I didn't even know we were going to talk about this.
You never know what you're going to get with gems, but dropping gems, right?
Yeah. So, beautiful, beautiful conversation. Thank you.
My pleasure. I want to throw you an audible here, and it's for you to just say anything that we didn't cover that would be great for them to grasp a hold of, because y'all, I want you to allow this to soak in, because we want you to go from surviving to thriving, and going from ordinary to extraordinary, and going to be the best in your damn business field, because you're a rock star. You need to own it.
100%. Look, I would just say to everybody, stop for a minute and think about what it is that you were really, really wanting. Have I lost you there? You see, have you got
no,
a,
no,
you
no.
Got a, oh,
I'm
okay.
Telling them to stop and think.
Oh, right. I know. This screen went funny. No, stop. Really think about what it is that you want. And people don't do that. They don't really pause. People don't pause in their business because we're busy, right? We're all busy. But stop. What is it that you really want? What do you want in your business? What do you want in your life? And where are your efforts best invested? Because we get pulled in so many different directions. But if you really stop and think, who am I serving? Why am I serving them? And how can I do that really well? Just pause for a minute and think that through. If that's all you take from this podcast, I think that'd be a great gift, right?
I love that. And if you're having a hard time finding some time to pause, to stop, to think, to listen, then build some time in on your calendar to build that healthy habit and a routine, because it takes at least 66 days for a habit to form and stick. So if you need to start with 5 minutes and put it on your calendar every day for a reoccurring, where you put your phone on do not disturb, you silence your notifications on your computer or whatnot, and you just have a mind mapping session on what you are really thinking about, how you're going to get ahead, and write it down, write the vision and make it plain. And you start building upon that on a daily basis, then you could really start to see that clarity drive in. And y'all, that's my coaching side. I tell people, don't pick my brain for free, pick a price package.
I love it.
So Brave, now let's wind it down. And I want you to give them their call to action, but also throw in some homework in there, because we need them to go to work in order for them to make this real and stick, so they can be all that they desire to be.
Well, I tell you what, I've got a bunch of free stuff on my website, but there's a really good, I'm really proud of this program. It's called it's a three-step mini course to getting your business referral ready today. And it's free. It's absolutely free. It's really good. And everyone tells me, why aren't you charging for this? But you know, I just want people to succeed in their life and their business. And, you know, I just feel that it's something that I'm really knowledgeable at, and I can share that with them. And so jump on my website, brentamkin.com, and get it for free.
Y'all, you can't beat that.
I got lots of free stuff. I love helping people, and my coach is always saying, you gotta charge for this stuff. I'm like, but I'm comfortable. Let me give this stuff away. It makes me happy.
See, y'all, you get what you want for free, and when you want more, you have to pay for it. He's already giving you the appetizer for free, but not the entree. So think about that and be grateful. How many people are giving you free appetizers this day in this economy? Come on now. It's too good for you to pass up. You want the appetizer, go get the stuff. So Bray, how can they connect with you offline? Is all your details on your website?
All my details are on my website, braithbamkin.com. So jump on there, you'll get all the connections there. I love people connecting with me on social media. And, you know, tell me how you like this interview. I'd love to hear it. You know, you're a beautiful podcast host. I've done a few of these now and you're fabulous. And I'd love to hear from your guests what they thought of this episode.
Yes, y'all. Go leave us a review. Digital currency is free. And we love feedback. Feedback is a gift that's also free. And I just want to thank you so much for tuning in to listening to Brave and I, because there's just so much knowledge that was packed into this short segment. But we want to deliver this so you could pick it up and apply it for your life so you could build and scale up in the respective area. If you're interested in becoming a listener supporter, you could contribute on a monetary basis monthly. All of that information will be in the show notes. And I am looking for brand sponsors. It is paid sponsorship because it does take monetary resources to fuel the mission and movement behind the show, which is to continue to bring you content that is educational, inspirational, and motivational, while also weaving in diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, because it takes all of us together to make this world a better place. And because of you, this show is ranked in the top 2% globally per www.listennotes.com. That's where you can fact check me and get the KPIs for those of you that want the details. And I'm waiting to go to the top 1%. So help me get there by leaving those reviews and sharing this podcast with other people. We're available on 40 plus audio platforms on YouTube. You can find all the videos there. So peace, love, and happy cakes, and hope you have an amazing day. Signing out, Braith and Genesis Amaris Kemp.